welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report for Monday. It is the 24th, and we have Jim Fetzer here. Of course, Jim is a author, a researcher, and a philosopher, so he uses inductive and deductive logic. We have an awful lot more releases by the WikiLeaks. I think it's now to the 12th release. We have Project Veritas. We have O'Keefe's analysis of what's going on in terms of voter fraud and dead people on the voter registry. The latest release this morning I saw was that it was a pay-to-play between a corruption between an FBI investigator of the emails and his wife and funny money going between them and the DNC to support the state candidacy of his wife, who's a doctor. This FBI officer is going to be under investigation, I'm certain, but of course the FBI have lost an awful lot of grace in the public's eye. Jim, what do you think of what's going on now? And of course the crazy polls that show on the LA Times and the IBDD poll, as well as Rasmussen, all showing that Trump is either ahead or tied. Yet with the ABC, they do such slanted polls in terms of their polling methodology. They're trying to say it's always over, and they're almost trying to say, let's do a victory lap and work about the down-ballot states to try to help congressmen and senators to get a clean sweep of the Senate at least, and to make a good attempt at trying to take over the House of Representatives as well. What do you think of what's going on?
Well, it's all an elaborate psyop, Bill. There's no doubt about it. They're deliberately oversampling. We've caught CNN doing it repeatedly. Groups that are going to be favorable to Hillary, so they know in advance if they go for liberals who are only self-described or identified as by 13% of the population, they'll put in, say, 30%. They'll oversample women. There was a stunning memo to the director of the Monmouth University poll in New Jersey, which has been uncannily accurate in its predictions in the past, telling him to deliberately oversample women because there's panic in the Democratic campaign. They have, for example, 53 field offices in Florida they cannot staff because there are no volunteers. They're faking presence of people at Hillary rallies where she might draw 150 while Trump is drawing 15,000, and they're faking the photographs. I mean, it's such an elaborate charade, Bill, unlike any we've ever seen. And I think the explanation is because Hillary is the Rothschilds and the CIA candidate, that the Rothschilds control the news, that the AP is owned by Rothschilds and by Reuters, and Reuters is owned by Rothschilds, and they're going all out to preserve the candidate of the rich and the powerful.
Right, and what's going on now is rich and powerful are going to be rebuked. I believe some of the latest analysis, in fact, I looked at one of the videos of a professor who looked at the historical factors, in fact, several different videos, and these professors are all coming out saying that it's about an 87% chance it's going to be a Trump presidency. And they're in panic city about that.
The problem is that Homeland Security is going to be supervising the election in some 35 states on the ground that Russia has been intervening, which, of course, as you well know, is complete and utter nonsense. George Soros has control of another company called Smartmatic, which has voting machines in the 16 other states when you include the District of Columbia. Get this list, Bill: Arizona, California, Colorado, District of Columbia, Florida, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, Nevada, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington, Wisconsin. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. These voting machines are so easy to hack, as I know you know.
Yeah, the GEM software, and they do a percentage thing, and they can do it in a blink of an eye, so you don't even know that it's been hacked.
Well, that's right. It can all be done, you know, it's all electronic. It's all internal to the program. They simply mess with what should be the simplest possible design, where you take a number N and you add one to it to produce a new number N plus one. But these companies claim that their software is proprietary and will not allow the public to inspect it, when there should be no such basis. It shouldn't even be legal to have a voting machine whose software is private. In fact, abandoning these machines, which are expensive and can be hacked and are utterly untrustworthy in returning to paper ballots and hand counts is the obvious thing to do, Bill.
Right.
But it seems that neither party wants to promote it. Apparently, both parties believe they benefit from having rigged elections.
Well, we know that there has been estimated by O'Keefe and others that there's up to 24 million people that shouldn't be on there because they're either dead, they're underage, or they're illegals. And that's really not good. I mean, someone voting multiple times since the 1940s is pretty awful.
Well, for the number that I've seen reported by a Department of Justice whistleblower was 4 million are on the polls who are either dead or improperly.
But altogether, the total number where there's other factors involved, total is around 24 million. It's around 4 million that are either dead or have major problems, but the minor ones are ones where, let's say, they're underage or they're voting in multiple districts where they don't even have a way of checking that to make sure they don't vote in multiple districts, even if they're valid voters.
Well, that's really staggering. And, of course, you know, Obama has been bringing in immigrants, and he seems to want them to sign up. They're not only going to be on the dole for the taxpayer to provide, you know, them with accommodations in support, I mean, at taxpayer expense, but Jerry Brown has a motor voter law in California where when you register for your license, driver's license, you automatically are registered to vote. That sounds good until you realize that illegal immigrants in California are allowed to obtain driver's licenses. So it's
More than half of the driver's license given in California are for illegals.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, Bill. I mean, what has become of this country? We have no integrity left. I mean, this is another reason why I think that the public is responding to Donald Trump.
We have to ask an even more fundamental question. In the mind of Hillary and her sponsors like George Soros, the Rothschilds, and others, this is not to be a country. There's not to be borders. There's not to be a wall.
That's right. That's right. This is the globalist agenda, Bill. You're hitting that right on the head. No borders, one currency, make it simple for bankers, let the corporations rule the world. In fact, it's a complex an aspect of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Americans have been slow to appreciate that it creates a board of international corporate attorneys who have the authority to override the laws and statutes of any of the 14 Pacific Rim nations, thereby subsumed up to and including the Constitution of the United States. So if the TPP has passed, and Hillary has been wildly enthusiastic in the past, now, of course, she's feigning that it doesn't meet her standard, but she picked a running mate who's been all for it, too, Tim Kaine. Then we're no longer a sovereign nation, Bill. Hillary is eager to give away the sovereignty of the United States. How is that for a candidate?
Well, I think if everything's up for sale when you become president, so is America.
Well, you know, another stunning aspect that's also come out through Wiki is that she was engaged in these negotiations as Secretary of State to sell what turns out to be 20% of the uranium supply of the United States to Russia. To Uranium One Company? I mean, it's unbelievable. I personally think that the Russians have more integrity in international affairs than the United States today, sad to say.
Right. Well, but, you know what? There is one advantage to that, that if they ever decide to have a nuclear war, we can get our uranium back, but it'll be in the form of bombs.
Yeah. That's real nice. Real advantage. Unbelievable, isn't
it? And they'll say in Russian on the side, have a bad day, Amerikansky.
Yes.
You know, have a bad day.
My wife and I watched Dr. Strangelove the other night, and I got to say, Bill, everyone in the world should watch that film once a year, minimum, to preserve their sanity in the when we're confronted.
Well, my favorite line is when Slim Pickens straps himself on top of a nuclear warhead and go, yeehaw, it heads down toward the ground.
I know. We're just going to set off the doomsday machine, and the whole world is going to be annihilated.
Well, I want to deviate just for a little bit, because you have to see that there's a spiritual side to this. We're not just talking about somebody who, like Obama, has deconstructed America financially and otherwise, broken down the family, broken down the idea of what it is to be male or female. But what Hillary will do is complete the process. Now, Saul Alinsky, before he died in 1972, was her mentor. He's also one of the mentors for Barack Obama. And what people have to understand is he actually, in a sense, not only dedicated his book to Lucifer, he prophesied to her that she would be the one to introduce America to Luciferic Satanism and to a form of what we call eco-communism that would take over the world. In other words, to introduce America to a globalism and a satanic global empire ruled under Lucifer. And he actually said this. And I believe this person, Hillary Clinton, whether people are religious or not, she and her family believe that she is driven by a dark power. And you can see from her vicious comments in front of her Secret Service and other people, whether she was running in politics or not, she's got definitely potty mouth. I mean, she's got the kind of, I call longshore mouth, where she has every second or third word is a curse word. She's got an attitude of, I am the queen and you are scum and you need to understand that. Aside from the fact that she's screwed up everything she's touched, she's got the anti-Midas touch. It all becomes fecal matter, whether it's dealings with these nations like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, where her husband recently gets a gift of $1 million on his birthday, and they don't say, oh yeah, we got to return that because we're in an election cycle now and Bill is a surrogate, and by the way, they throw gays out of the windows. Now I saw a news report on Drudge that there's two gay men who support Trump, and they're tired of BS politics. These are gay men. Now remember, this came after the Pulse disaster in Florida, and they didn't like the idea in Facebook and Twitter that Donald Trump came up with comments like that he supported and wanted to protect gays and lesbians from being slaughtered just because they happen to have different sexual orientation. And of course, Hillary has this attitude of the blacks are mine, the sexual alternative lifestyle people are mine as well, and they're not, because she doesn't support them at all in Saudi Arabia and in these other countries. She doesn't care that they're Americans first and they have an alternative lifestyle. They deserve to live and not be slaughtered or killed in America or anywhere else. She's got a really bad attitude, hasn't she?
To describe it as a bad attitude is really being so diplomatic. I mean, you know, people who piss her off, Bill, wind up dead. We had the attorney for Julian Assange in front of a subway in London. Seth Rich, the IT guy who blew the whistle on the DNC and appears to have given them the Assange, Julian Assange, the emails showing they were sabotaging Bernie Sanders' campaign. The guy who served the class action lawsuit on the DNC turns up dead. Now Hillary's doctor, who treated her for concussion back in 2012, has turned up dead too, Bill. I mean, it's an unending list.
Well, you know, her name was actually mispronounced, her first name. It's not Hillary, it's Killary.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Killary Rotten Clinton. And, people say, oh, no. Now listen, it doesn't necessarily have to be done or even mobilized by her and Bill, because the cover of the globalists around her are like a swarm of demonic minions that if anything tries to touch them, they're removed from the, as I say, as Robbie Burns says, they're removed from this mortal coil.
Well, you know, there's this Bill Still video about Hillary's meltdown after the Commander-in-Chief Forum, where Matt Lauer asked her a straightforward question about her server, but it wasn't on the list of approved questions. It appears Hillary has had the questions for every one of the debates, Bill.
Right.
Completely unethically, completely corrupt. In this report, SR-1271, the NBC crew reported how she just went viral. She was boiling when Matt Lauer asked the question. When she came off the set, she took a glass of water and threw it in the face of one of her assistants. She went absolutely ballistic, using what they described as the most foul language they'd ever heard, that she didn't care who heard it, that she was going to get this F-ing Lauer. She was going to call the company, have him fired, have his career crushed. That if we lose because of this, we're going to hang and all have you to blame. I mean, she was really out of control. And they were saying, Bill, that it's really inconceivable that someone with this temperament should become president of the United States.
Well, if you just gets right out of any side of the bed, not the wrong side, she's going to press the button and we're going to have a nuclear war. The comments that she's made already about Russia, about hacking with no evidence. And by the way, they've corrupted the government so much, she quotes 17 so-called agencies. As far as I know, I don't think there are 17 agencies to deal with determining if there's hacking that's corrupt. But she quotes this over and over again, that the Russians did it, the Russians did it. And I'm thinking, even if there was a Russian hacker independent, these hacktivists are everywhere. They're from Bulgaria, they're from Ohio, they're from Canada, they're from South Africa. The hacktivists are everywhere. I mean...
That's right. The idea of blaming it on Russia, I mean, you know, that... It turns out WikiLeaks has revealed that that was a suggestion now of how to cope with WikiLeaks. Blame it on Russia. Try to tie Donald Trump together with Vladimir Putin. I mean, it's so shallow. It's so superficial.
Yeah, but why doesn't the media pick it up? They don't even show even a logical response to that. And they don't put her on the spot to say, are you sure that you're rational today or did you take your antipsychotics? Like, how can she make this statement and shake her head at you and, you know, like, you better believe me or else kind of look? And I'm thinking, this is irrational. And then, even if it was true, here's the point. They'll say, like Donna Brazile says, that they're tampered, but they won't say that they're not true. They're not going to say that because there's probably independent ways of validating these emails or other information like the Veritas Project, etc., that they're true. So what's amazing to me is it's a matter of, well, these emails may be true, but they've been hacked. It's like, that's not the point.
She was so insulting of Donna Brazile, too, who had given her one of the questions in advance. She said of her, I'm so sick of your face. You stare at the wall like a brain-dead buffalo while letting that effing Lauer get away with this. I mean, it's unbelievable. This Donna Brazile has been absolutely loyal and dedicated to Hillary. She, of course, replaced Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who had to resign when it was revealed that they had sabotaged Bernie Sanders' campaign. Bill, how can any supporter of Bernie Sanders support Hillary Clinton, for God's sake? I mean, everything that Bernie opposed.
Well, I'm amazed that Bernie would actually turn, because I heard that he got a big chunk of money and bought a home, I think somewhere in the, I don't know if it's California or Oregon, but he bought a big home here. Bernie, the movement's going to go on whether you do or not. And it's interesting, although the solutions are completely different, the problem identification that Bernie had are virtually identical to the problems that were identified by Donald Trump, but Donald has real solutions in the real world that work. Bernie is delusional to think that his solutions that are basically communist and corporatist, that they're going to work. You can't give away free education before you control costs. You can't, like Hillary says, she's going to reinvent an economy by making sure college is free. It doesn't matter if you're an IT specialist or whatever. There's no corporate money so that the corporations can expand and hire new employees because you raise the taxes. How the hell are they going to have a job? They're still going to be flipping burgers, but they'll be more qualified. You know, hey, I got a master's degree in business administration. I'm a really good burger flipper.
Love it.
Well, damn it, you know. I mean, what kind of craziness is this? You know, I know our business. If my business was in Canada, because I'm a dual citizen, I'd get 15% corporate tax rate. We could put that money into more expansion of we call open clinics that we have, or mobile testing vans and so on. We can't hire people. We can't add more to the situation, although we're growing. Our growth rate's been stymied by the craziness of the Obama administration, who's killed business with regulation and stupid stuff. Like, I know about clean coal. When I was taking care of Ahmed and clean coal in Colorado, we would get coal from Wyoming, which is the highest quality anthracite coal. We have scrubbers. The only thing coming out of the smokestacks was not nitric oxide or heavy metals. It was fluffy white clouds of water vapor. And I know, because I'm an environmentalist. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace over 45 years ago. So Hillary wants to close the mines down. She is insane. She's crazy. She's nuts. And then she wants to have carbon credits and put all this money into the backs of these transnational corporations while killing industry in the second and first world go in the dark because they don't have power.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Here's a couple principles. This program is not like any other program on radio or television. By the way, every day I'm putting out multiple videos now because of my live stream and my screen capture Elgato, which is really good. I'm able to put out all kinds of material really quickly. One of the things that happened last week is while I was giving a dissertation about the fact that me and millions of other Americans who support Donald Trump will never, ever have a smooth transition to power or accept a Hillary Clinton presidency, because one term of her presidency is the end of America. There won't be a second chance, because if she gets her globalism and open borders, there's a potential in 4 years of up to hundreds of millions of, again, new emigres becoming pseudo-Democrats, like the pseudo-Democrats here in California, that just have a driver's license, and it's the end of the game. It means there will be no America anymore. There'll be no more borders. There'll be a new world order and probably global regional currency. They've talked about this already, the Amero. I've seen the coins. So when people think it's okay, and I had a gentleman call in who's called in many other times, but the alternative viewpoint is not acceptable. It's not. This is a revolutionary country, and we stand up when a government doesn't represent the people. And I tell people, I'm not talking about a hot revolution where you start going shooting right away. I tell, number one, you go to your county sheriff. You learn how to use guns if you don't have them. You get proper basic trauma and cardiac life support. You start storing food, including having your own garden, a greenhouse, or even just a window garden. You start having barterable items to share with other people. And you get prepared for the fact that the globalists that control the banks and the media, they're ready with the IMF and with the Fed Reserve to literally talk about negative interest to pull the economy, because the economy card and the war card by threatening Russia are now in play. And you have to understand, the most wonderful distraction is to crash the economy, which they're ready to do, by going after Deutsche Bank and talking about negative interest up to 6%, which is pretty damn crazy. You got to pay the bank to put your money in. Or what's called bailing in, where they literally chop your head off. It's called a haircut. Only the blade is set below your chin, so your head comes off financially, and you lose maybe 50% of your value in your money. Or they do things like, for example, trying to recall all the gold out there and then reevaluating the gold like they did back in the 1940s, that literally stole hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth from the public. Now, this isn't going to be accepted. And so the only, I like the comment that Donald Trump made, is that I will accept the results of an election, and quote, they said, if I win. When you look at these voter rolls, that, by the way, both parties for years, especially the Democrats, have lobbied against, fixing the voter rolls, include dead people, people that are illegals, people that are underage. When you look at this, and you look at the corruption that's come out from these multiple documents about the Hillary campaign, there's no way she's qualified. They should disqualify her right now. Why are we even still talking about the idea of her running for election and being on the ballot?
She should already have been indicted. I mean,
she should have multiple.
I mean, evidence is so overwhelming, Bill. This woman belongs in prison.
The one thing I will pay for Hillary is the color orange. Orange jumpsuits, orange socks. Orange is what her color now.
She's wearing these unbelievably expensive outfits now, you know.
Oh, yeah. She comes out white like she's an angel. I didn't see her wings, though. But she's the angel of darkness, you know. What I see is happening, and this, by the way, I had to cut this gentleman off because he wouldn't stop jabbering. And then I gave a specific bullet point of, this is how you start preparing under proper authority of the sheriff, who's the highest person in the land, to have a proper organization, including people that can, you know, have radio repeaters and ham radios and have, you know, proper tents and mobilization equipment. Do you really think that the EMTs or the hospitals or anybody, FEMA, is going to be ready to take care of Americans if a power blackout occurs or a limited nuclear strike? Of course not. I got a call yesterday from a gentleman who said, Dr. Deagle, I have a very serious question. Do you know where the local places are to go to hide from nuclear warfare? And again, there's two types of shelters: a radiation shelter, which has to be out of the blast zone, and a blast shelter. And you know what? We have a department of offense to cause warfare, but we have no department of defense from radiological, biological terrorism, or nuclear war, nothing, or even just a power blackout. We don't even have a national food supply, which we had until the early 80s, stored for America so we don't starve to death if there's a climatic or environmental disaster to the planet. We are unprepared for annihilation of the American population, and we can thank the District of Criminals for that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Let's go over some of these things that were cheating on the last debate, Jim, because I think, you know, although I don't think she got the questions from Chris Wallace, there were other aspects of this that really do not add up.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. And, of course, in relation to the first debate, Lester Holt, NBC, had a courier over to an actual NBC intern dressed as a FedEx official go to the Hillary campaign headquarters in Brooklyn and deliver a package, not to the secretary, but to the campaign manager. There were other newsmen there who recognized him. One from Fox went over to the window and saw there was no FedEx vehicle there.
Right.
And then she had an arrangement with Lester where when she scratched her face, he would attack Trump and then throw it over to her without asking an intervening question so she could hit him with a patented, you know, a prepared zinger. But right. It appears that then, and in this third debate, when it was especially noticed that she had a mini teleprompter built into her podium. I'm looking at a photograph of it now.
By the way, that's the same podium she had for all three debates. They moved the podium.
Well, for the second, it was this open forum, you know.
Right, but that's part of the reason why she had such great trouble, especially walking around.
That's right. Because that result had Donald a decisive winner. Right. In fact, you know, the polls they are manipulating are so out of whack with the immediate responses we're getting. For example, BuzzFeed had 3.5 million participants in a survey, Bill,
right.
And 3.3 of the 3.5. Declared Trump to be the winner. 6% said nobody won. America lost, and only 2% Hillary. I mean, it's outrageous. Do you know that current polls are the ones that are more honest are showing there's a strong, more people would like to see Hillary indicted than want to see her president of the United States?
Yeah, in fact, did you hear about the latest poll with young people, the millennials under age 34? They've actually said that they would much prefer to have an asteroid strike and destroy Earth than have either Hillary or Trump. Of course, the idea is they throw Trump together. Like, I've heard people try to say this, that they're morally equivalent, dealing with a nationalist that has specific plans that'll build up America and our business, equivalent to Hillary. She doesn't have a plan. If you take a Democrat and ask them, what is her plan for the first 100 days? What is her plan other than stacking the Supreme Court? What is her plan to build jobs and do other things? If you look at it, you say, you've got to be kidding. You're going to raise taxes. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. She doesn't have a concrete plan that makes even common sense to make Americans stronger. I mean, no one can search and tell you this is why she's so wonderful, that she's going to make America great again like Donald Trump's does.
She's got a plan to continue to loot the United States, Bill.
Only this time now, the entire store will be up for sale, including America itself.
That's right. I mean, if she can sell off 20% of the uranium resources in the United States, I mean, she has no scruples. There's nothing she will not do.
Right. Well, there's an album by Donald Fagen called Everything Must Go. It's basically what we call bankruptcy, you know, a reorganization where you sell everything in the store right down to the wallpaper on the walls. And that's what she's up to. That's what Obama's been up to. He's not a failure. Obama is an idiot, but he's an obedient idiot. He's funded his so-called days in Colombia were funded by a Saudi billionaire. The man was brought forward by Zbigniew Brzezinski. Even his name, Barack Obama, was invented. You know, people need to understand the word Barack in Hebrew means lightning. And I saw lightning fall from heaven, you know. This man was even prophesied in Kenyan history. And here his brother comes out, who was an accountant in America, and he's voting for Donald Trump. And how the family's broken down, and he can't even get 15 minutes with his half-brother. The fact is, when they keep on bringing out this stuff about Donald Trump's birth certificate, we know it was photoshopped. We know that you can get a birth certificate in Hawaii at the time when he was supposedly brought there as a child by just simply saying, yeah, he was birthed at home, and yeah, he's a Hawaiian. You know, we know that the man was not born in the United States. Even when he applied as a student at Occidental College here in California, he applied as a foreign student. That's a fact. So when they bring this up, they try to embarrass people. It's almost like you bring up a murderer that's been caught in videotape, and then you tell him, now this man is not guilty because we think he's a nice guy.
Well, it's ridiculous. They're attacking Trump unjustly on many fronts, the birther issue being one. As you observe, he was born in Kenya. He was raised in Indonesia. He came to the United States on scholarships for foreign students. This explains why his first act as president was to seal his educational records from public access, just at the point where every little kid in the country wanted to study the life of our first black president.
Right.
And, you know, when he said that Ted Cruz's father was, you know, involved in the JFK assassination, I'm an expert in that area, Bill. It's a fact. He was. He was in New Orleans. He was there in front of the trademark with Lee Oswald when he was handing out these papers for the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. Get this. He also turns up in a famous photograph on Main Street in Dallas in the company of Antonio Vecchiana, the founder of Alpha 66, one of the most vicious of the anti-Castro organizations watching the motorcade just before the assassination, ironically, Bill, that photograph appeared on the cover of my first book on JFK, where I brought together experts on different aspects, shattered the cover up, proving that the autopsy x-rays had been altered, that a 6.5 millimeter slice had been added to another, that the photographs and diagrams of a brain couldn't be the brain of JFK. Right on the cover of that book, there's a color photo where you can see Rafael Cruz in the upper right-hand corner with Antonio Veciana. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is. And, by the way, I'm one of the few people that you may have ever talked to that saw the original autopsy and forensics before it became classified. I saw and studied the entire thing, and I have a photographic memory. And all the trajectory of the bullets from three different angles were all at ground level. There was nothing that could have arrived from the book depository. They're all ground level. And people need to understand that when you look at the fractured segments of the brain tissue and the calvarium, the skull, et cetera, there was no sign of anybody inside the vehicle, but there were people at ground level shooting literally from the hip or shoulder that killed John F. Kennedy in multiple angles. So people need to understand this, that it was a operation that was approved by LBJ. They met beforehand, that there was a collaboration between the mafia, the Israeli Mossad, and other elements that wanted to remove him from power and kill him. And LBJ was waiting in the wings to take over the helm of the presidency. And people need to understand this. This is a total coup d'etat. And now we have a call of force of state coup d'etat, where the media and globalists are literally trying to take over our government and basically strip America to the bone, like a Christmas or Thanksgiving turkey.
You'll love this, Bill. Yeah, Lyndon even sent his chief administrative assistant, Cliff Carter, down to Dallas to make sure all the arrangements were in place for the assassination. We've just had a breakthrough. So nobody has ever thought of this before, but Ralph Sinkay, who is the founder of the Oswald Innocence Campaign, with whom I have long collaborated on whether or not Lee Oswald was in the doorway while the motorcade took place, which turns out to be exactly the case, the suggestion came to him that actually Jack Ruby was not the person who shot Lee Oswald in the basement of the police building, but someone else. We've done research now, just published a two-part article. It's on my blog, jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. I put it on my Facebook. The actual shooter of Lee Oswald was an FBI agent by the name of James Bookout. I mean, it's just astounding.
Yeah. Right, and by the way, this evil is going on right now, and we have this former dead FBI agent with a Glock with no numbers on it, so it wasn't filed off.
Right.
That tried to assassinate Donald Trump a few months ago. And, of course, because he has his own Delta Force-type level people that are his private security force, and he wears Level 3 body armor, they didn't succeed because they were already prepared for this kind of eventuality, because Donald, being his business deals with very unsavory people. And he was quite well prepared for this idiot that came in there to try to grab him. Then the media tried to spin it. There was a off-duty cop wandered over to the Trump Plaza and tried to sit to do this, when it was completely fabricated and a complete lie. So, you know, I'm beyond angry. I'm not going to put up with the idea that there's anything other than the Trump presidency. If there's a non-Trump presidency, I am going to reactivate my trauma trailer, which I'm setting up. I'm going to contact the local, not only the fire departments, but also the local sheriff. I'm going to be there. I've been certified multiple times as a trauma specialist. And I'm going to get ready to make sure my local friends and neighbors, including criminal defense attorneys and DAs and so on, that are friends of mine, right in my cul-de-sac, that we're getting ready. And we're not going to put up with the Hillary Clinton presidency. We're just not. Not going to happen. And if anybody thinks that that's too over the top, you're an idiot, because one term of Hillary Clinton, and there will no longer be a nation called America. There won't. It just won't be. It won't exist anymore.
Bill, you're not going to believe the extremes to which they are going to try to salvage her campaign. You may or may not have run across this report released by Anonymous from the Benenson, B-E-N-E-N-S-O-N Strategy Group, that has been advising Hillary They have released their salvage program to save her campaign. Their executive overview, Hillary Clinton flash crashed to 12% favorable, that she's going to lose the election by 19 to 77% nationally. I mean, this is coming from her own advisory group, and they have stunning polls that show how dedicated are the Trump people. So they're trying to figure out what can keep Trump people from voting. And you wouldn't believe it, to find the highest percentage that would interfere with Trump people voting would be an attack by extraterrestrials. So they are proposing to Hillary that she should fake using sophisticated technology an attack by extraterrestrials. It's a so-called fire sign scenario. It's unbelievable.
Bill. Yeah, I saw that document. And by the way, the Democrats could be scared away from the polls pretty easily. The Republicans that are supporting Trump, and by the way, there's a lot of Democrats now that are supporting Trump. I think it's like 17% in the numbers that I've seen. And I think most of the people of Bernie Sanders, they may not really want to be persecuted by their fellow. This is the idea of what I call shunning. So there are black kids that are not only trashing cars with Trump on it, the same kids are going to go into the voting booths and vote Trump because they want a job. They want college at a reasonable cost. They want an education. They want to own a home and a car that works. They don't want to have their kids caught in gangs in the inner city of the place where they live with their mama. You know, the fact is that we have a situation here where Donald Trump is offering everybody a chance to have a real country that's safe for everybody, including the inner city. And Hillary Clinton is offering more of the same, which is destroy America, destroy and degrade further the inner cities and the family, literally crash our economy and make a gruel class and flood us with hundreds of millions of illegals, and then promise them the sky, and then when they can't deliver it, we'll have a seething mass of starving people. I mean, this is mind-boggling that anybody would consider this is an alternative. It's not.
And you know, right after this Benenson report came out, we're hit by all these cyber attacks. I'll tell you, Bill, it's not coming from all around the world. It's just it's coming from the United States. We're attacking ourselves.
It's the NSA basically saying, hey, we want a blackout. They're trying to black out the alternative media because they don't want us to be able to. That's why you saw Spotify, Twitter, and a number of other websites knocked out by these accounts. They're trying to make it look like it's spontaneous, like hacktivists just decided to have a massive collective seizure and attack all the websites. No. This is a shot across the bow, because while we're threatening to do hacktivist acts against Russia, they might try to blame Russia for all the hacks on America. If Russia really wanted to take out our power grid, which I'm sure they don't, but if we get to a point where there's a shooting war, Russia will take out our power grid, be either cyber attacks or space-based weapon systems, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it. Russia doesn't want to, because Russia knows if Trump's in the office, he can call Trump up, and yes, even if we disagree with him on issues, we can work things out. But you can't with Hillary. Hillary is hell-bent, and so is Obama, on setting up a war footing in a no-fly zone and guaranteeing we're going to be at war in Syria, but also a war internationally with the greatest power, nuclear power on Earth, Russia. Not America, Russia. And if we try to pull off this stunt, we're going to be very, very sorry. And the Russians don't want it, because they know that they don't want to see devastation of their land by nuclear warfare from America. The Chinese don't want it, although they want to be able to work out a deal with the Philippines so they can develop the oil in the South China Sea. All they need to do is pick up the phone and talk to the Philippine president, which is why he's telling America go to hell. The Chinese businessmen are talking to him, saying, hey, we'll bring in hundreds of billions of dollars of development, just like they will to the Greeks, bring their ports and hotels. And the European Union won't do that. No, but the Chinese will say, look, we'll even set it up so that after X number of years, you own it all. And do we get that aspect from America? Of course not. The banks want to own it all. They want to control it all. They'll even pull up the war card and the cyber attack card, you know, as a cover for the fact that they want total pressing control of the world economy and the population. And they want war because they want to kill most of the population off. And if people say, well, no, they don't want to do that, well, believe me, just as surely as a war, carbon credits and their plan to destroy the source of energy will kill off the second and first world, the third world. They won't have energy to have an economy or food or trade or anything. And people don't understand that, do they?
No, I know. It's unbelievable, Bill.
Yeah.
And there's so much fraud going on here, so much absurdity. I mean, Even Hillary has admitted in WikiLeaks that you know they can't screen all the migrants who are being admitted. They've had a situation like that in Jordan where they can't screen them, and the incidents of terrorism have been on the rise for some time because of the influx of immigrants. Yeah, even James Clapper, our director of national intelligence, has acknowledged that, in fact, you can't screen them, and therefore you're bringing in undoubtedly a mix of terrorists with the others.
But that's what they want.
Vet them. I mean, what could be more reasonable than to require that you have to vet them before you bring them in?
Yeah, but the thing is, they want that. They want enough terrorists that are homegrown on American soil or brought in so that they can justify a bipartisan domestic security bill so you can't travel to a federal building or cross state lines unless you show your biometric papers, please. And if you don't show your papers, you're going nowhere but a civil detention camp. Now, people say, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. I said, really, you think that all those things that have been happening over multiple administrations going right back to George Bush with a false flag of 9/11, where he's reading an upside-down book of a pet goat in school in Florida, you think these fools, the crossing both Republican and Democrat, are not getting ready with their PNAC document for crushing the BRICS nations? They've tried to do revolutions even in South Africa, and they're not succeeding. And the problem is, you see, the Philippines are basically finally fed up with them. They realize that even the drug trade is tied indirectly to America because guess who runs it? The CIA and FBI.
Yeah,
that's why there's $2 trillion of money going into underground cities, off-world space programs and genetic engineering and all kinds of technology that the globalists want is off the books of Congress and Senate can't see it. The biggest part is these dumps or deep underground military bases they call hotels. Only for those with a Willy Wonka ticket to live if disaster strikes planet Earth.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store. We'll be right back.
welcome back. You know, one of the most important things that people understand is sometimes there's not wiggle room either in dealing with the logic of these issues or the issues themselves. We're basically butt up against a situation now where no matter what happens in this election, we will not accept an outcome other than Donald Trump trying to clean up and we call drain the swamp. We will not deal with any other alternative than a nationalism that is put forward by his Gettysburg Address, which, by the way, I've taken out the hour and a half or so that they had there and just clipped out the portion, which is I've downloaded and I'll post it up, along with this Gettysburg point by point that Donald Trump has put forward. Now, I know the media jumps on the idea that he says that he's going to sue these women. I think that's a natural defense. Don't deal with these issues. Don't talk about them anymore. But say, hey, I'm going to personally sue them, and they're going to face the consequences. And when we start unraveling this, and we find out the pay for I call the dirt for dollars garbage that the DNC are doing and Hillary Clinton's campaign, not only this in this election cycle, but in others, we can't try to destroy the character of a person by false accusations that the media jumps on, because they've done it repeatedly. You don't want Bill Clinton, serial rapist, and Hillary Clinton, serial killer and harasser of women, are terrified now that in the Hillary Clinton presidency, they might be killed. And they were actually sitting in the second debate. You have to understand this, that when women come forward with a false accusation, it destroys a man's reputation. It destroys his business. So even if Donald Trump decided he was just going to go on and set up a media empire afterward, because he really truly did lose, his reputation and his ability to even make money have been trashed and destroyed by the political process that shouldn't be accepted. Not only shouldn't we not accept false dollars brought in by corporations, but foreign governments like, you know, Morocco, $12 million to the Clinton Foundation, but I guarantee you that the Saudi Arabians and others are putting money in, and when they make false accusations that the Russians are hacking, it's disgusting to say that. What do you think, Jim?
Well, Bill, $12 million is peanuts for the Clinton Foundation. Australia gave them $75 million to get strong State Department endorsement for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But, you know, WikiLeaks has revealed that this plan to bring out a series of women who claim that Donald made unwelcome advances, groped them, or tried to kiss them, was designed in May. WikiLeaks has revealed that it was a Clinton campaign strategy to hit him with all of this. Back in May, they planned it. So, I mean, the trouble is that when the Donald talks about it, when he should be focusing on her corruption and inadequate policies. Yeah.
This is where he stumbles.
The newspaper are trying to divert attention.
I wouldn't announce the suing of the women at the time when he's doing his Gettysburg. Right. I would have done it at a different venue.
Right.
The second thing is I wouldn't let him to get so enraged that it becomes the news that he is going to counterattack. Exactly. When his wife comes out and makes a solid statement that's calm and delivered and totally separate from these other issues, that's where I think, and if he stays focused on the issues, Americans will say, look, if I'm black and I'm living in a community and I'm a smart kid and I want to go to college, do I want a Donald Trump presidency that allow me in 10 years to have a family, a car, a career? Do I want to have a country where I'm not flooded by illegals here, many of them criminals, that'll kill my kid on the way to the airport or crash a vehicle because they're under influence of drugs? And the drug cartels now have flooded the country and the community with so many drugs now that it's not safe to be anywhere because of the danger of drugs and drug cartels shooting out in your neighborhood. You know, people have to decide, what kind of a future do they want? Do they want a future of literally hell on earth with Hillary, the wicked witch of the West? Or do they want a future where America is safe, strong, respected, our allies respect us and our enemies fear us, where Americans are number one in education and invention and in creating a safe world for everybody? What future do you want? Decide. Thank you, Jim. We'll perhaps do a video after the show today.
Bill, thanks. Yeah, terrific being on with you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.